He's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's taken your Chiefs to the mountaintop three different times.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And he sits down with one show across the entire country for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on The Drive.
Earlier today, I got the conversation, or the opportunity, excuse me, I got the opportunity to have a conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I usually start with something kind of light, you know, with Patrick. I kind of throw him a softball or two at the very beginning, and I work my way into it. And it really feel like there was a reason to do this. You guys remember what happened in the offseason, the little puppet video that was going around from Raiders training camp. I just wanted to get it out of the way. When was the first time that he saw that video?
I think I just saw it after I finished practice or something in training camp. It was in one of those training camp long days, and it came across my timeline on Twitter. But that was the first time I saw it.
I'm going to guess that you get a lot of texts on a day-to-day basis. Is this one of the days where you just got the highest volume of number of texts of people sending this to you?
Not necessarily, honestly. Not a lot of people send it to me. I think everybody knows how I am, and they didn't want to bring that to my attention. They wanted me to focus on what I needed to focus on that day.
What do you do with this information? Are you just keeping this in the back of your mind for when you play this team again? Is it just water that rolls off your back? Like, what do you do when there is this level of disrespect from a team that you eventually have to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, like, if you're not excited to play this game this week, especially how they beat us last time, then you're not in the right sport. So it's not like it takes it over the top or does anything like that. I think I'm just focused on playing a team that really got after us the last time we played them.
How crazy is it that that was your last loss and that was on Christmas and we are coming up on Halloween and you guys have not lost a game since?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to the guys on our team. I mean, obviously, that was a tough day on Christmas, but guys bounced back. We were able to go on a run and win the Super Bowl, and the guys have carried that momentum into this season.
What do you think clicked for this team at that point? I mean, you guys were 500 the last 8 weeks of the season, and something changed within your team that has obviously led you to have the current longest winning streak in the National Football League. Did you notice a change, a difference with your team after that loss?
I think it's just more than anything. I think guys just knew that our backs were up against the wall, and we had to win at that point of last year. And so guys stepped up and played well, and especially on our defense, they took it up to even another notch, and they were already playing. And I think that it showed that guys that we were just going to find ways to get wins, and we carry that into this year, where it's not always been pretty as the games could be, but we're finding ways to win every single football game, and I think that's important as you go along a long season.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, what does it say about your team that you are winning in the face of all of these injuries? I don't need to tell you, but you guys don't have Isaiah Pacheco. You don't have Rashee Rice. You don't have Hollywood Brown. Juju goes out with an injury. Jalen Watson's a key piece of your defense. And you guys still are the lone undefeated team in the league.
Yeah, it just speaks to the way the guys compete. I mean, obviously, that's losing a lot of guys that are impact players on our team, but the guys that are behind them are preparing themselves and being ready to go when their numbers are called. And the hope is that we continue to get a little bit more healthy. But as we've dealt with these injuries, it's gotten a lot of experience for younger guys, and they've stepped up whenever their numbers is called and made plays.
In that same vein, what does it say about your team that you guys have gone against the Brock Purdy version of the San Francisco 49ers three separate times, and they've been three different games? You guys won 44-23 there a couple of years ago. Obviously, you guys put those two drives together to win in the Super Bowl and the win that you guys had on Sunday. You guys have shown a versatility against San Francisco that if it has to be a ground-and-pound game where you guys run it 40 times, you can, or if you guys need to score almost 50, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's it speaks to the team. I mean, it speaks to the coaches, Coach Reed, and doing whatever it takes to win. I think in order to be a championship-caliber team, you have to play different types of football games, and you have to win different ways based on that week's matchup. And this last week, it was about controlling the ball, letting our defense go work, and then trying to execute in the red zone. We were able to do that.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, I'll start broad, and we'll narrow it in. Take us through your touchdown run, because it kind of felt like you called your own number, or it was a designed kind of quarterback draw play.
Not necessarily a quarterback draw. They gave us the man coverage. The plan was to get the ball to Trav, and then Xavier coming across the field, and obviously Trav was getting held pretty tough there. And how when I motioned the guy out, I saw the middle of the field was kind of open. So I knew if the guys weren't there, I could make a quick decision if it opened up to run in the end zone. And obviously with Trav getting held and it opening up, I just made the decision to get in the end zone, and I was able to do that.
I don't know if you've seen the meme or not. I don't know if it's a meme or per se, but it's like you with your shirt off and then the guy that tried to tackle you with his shirt off. The internet gives you a lot of grief about the dad bod, but all of that weight came in handy for that moment.
Yeah, no doubt, because, I mean, I wasn't necessarily trying to run over the guy. I was just trying to get in the end zone, and he was coming up fast, and I'd seen how he hit some other guys early in the game. So I was more bracing to take the hit as I got in the end zone, but the dad bod helped me out there. I got set after the game. I have a little weight. And I was able to hold my ground and get in the end zone.
Today is the start of the NBA season. I don't know if you've ever dunked on somebody before. I'm just guessing that you have. I'm guessing, like, that's the closest NFL feeling that you will ever have, like, dunking on somebody.
Yeah, I've dunked on someone one time, and I got called for a charge. So it definitely was a cool feeling. I think more than anything, it's just fourth and goal. Big moment in the game. I mean, it's still a two-point game at that moment, and able to get that touchdown and then get the momentum back in our favor. So it was definitely a big moment that we've seen that we've made those plays as this year's went on, and we're going to try to continue to do that.
Patrick, you got to tell us a story about you dunked on somebody. I'm guessing this was in high school at some point.
Yeah, no, it was I was a senior in high school, and I caught a fast break, and I lifted up, and I remember lifting up thinking I was going to get fouled, and the guy went for a charge instead of for a block, and it kind of boosted me up a little bit. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere, and I was able to get the dunk. But they did call a charge, even though I think the guy was still moving.
All right, I got to find this video. I've never seen this before. We're talking to Patrick Mahomes for a couple of minutes. I do want to get your opinion on this because we talk about, you know, some of the cool things that you've been able to do in your career. How is it going from a kid who watched Tom Brady play in Super Bowls to you have played in a Super Bowl against Tom Brady, and now you were sitting across from him being interviewed and you guys are having a conversation about your life and career?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's extremely cool. I mean, like you said, I watched him growing up and him winning tons of Super Bowls and winning MVPs and all these different things and then playing against him and having a ton of respect for him. And then after, at the end of his career kind of came to, and then and to this next stage of his career, we kind of stayed in touch and talked. And it was really cool to sit down and do an interview because even when we talk and I listen to him talk about things, and I mean, not all of it's in the interview, he says stuff that I can't really talk to other people about, and I can tell he understands exactly where I'm coming from and some little things and nuances of the quarterback position. And there's only a couple guys on that walk around on this earth that understand some of the things that he's talking about and that I try to explain to people, and it's good to kind of get that insight from guys like that.
I was just going to ask you that because obviously there's competition there. You guys have competed against one another, but what is it like to have someone like that who has that level of admiration for you as well?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the way I play the game of football. It's not about the stats, it's not about the accolades, it's about going out there and winning, and that's how he played. I mean, obviously he's got every stat and he's got every MVP and all that different type of stuff, but for him at the end of the day, it was about how he could get his team in position to win. And so I think there's a mutual respect. Obviously there's respect for me there, but I think he has a respect for me just because I play that game that way. And like you said, it's always competition and it's something that I can chase in my career, but I have a ton of respect regardless because the way he played the game every single day and the way he was the teammate that he was and the player that he was.
There's a couple of players on your offense I want to ask you about. Let's start with Mecole Hardman. What is it about San Francisco that turns Mecole Hardman into some super saiyan individual? I mean, the last three times that you guys have played San Francisco, he had two touchdowns a couple of years ago. He catches the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, and he had a big punt return and a touchdown in this one. He always plays well against them.
Yeah, I mean, he just steps up, man. It's about playing the best, and whenever you play the best, guys have to step up and play their best, and McColl's done that in all those matchups, and he's executing whenever his number's called. He's finding ways to get down the field on jet sweeps, or he's blocking or doing whatever it takes to win, and that's what you want in guys that are winners. Whenever we play the best competition, it seems like he plays his best football, and that's what you want out of guys.
You and I talked about this whenever Kareem first got here. I looked this stat up yesterday. He has touched the ball on a third of you guys' offensive possessions since he's gotten here. He has turned into a really critical and vital part of what you were doing offensively. You were really confident in the move and really confident in his production. What is it like to see his hard work paying off and him having so much success?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun to see because you see the work that he's putting in throughout the week to prepare himself to be ready to go out there and carry the football that many times and catch the ball and everything like that. And so it's fun to watch. I mean, he really is putting the work in, and it's like everything else, man. It's fun to watch whenever guys come in, their number gets called, and they put in the hard work, and then they go out there and execute and have success. And so it's something that we'll continue to build on as we start getting guys back. Maybe we can take some of the carries off of him so he's not getting 20 to 30 carries a week. But whatever it takes to win, he's willing to do it.
Patrick, last thing here. I'm sure you have heard all the kind of swirlings around. Chiefs are linked to this receiver. Chiefs are linked to this receiver. What kind of input do you have in moves that could potentially happen over the next couple of weeks? What communication do you have with the front office about something that could happen?
Yeah, I mean, they keep me in the loop on stuff that they're looking at, but I don't have a ton of input, man. I know that regardless, they're going to put guys on the field that can win football games, and that's what we have right now. And if they want to add guys, they can add guys. But at the end of the day, I believe in the guys that we have in the building, and I think that we can win a lot of football games with them.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready to travel to the site of where they won their last Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Patrick, great talking to you today, my man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.